Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till, little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We update it every single day and with new stuff to help you run and grow your business or start it if you're trying to get one out of the ground. Whatever's going on in your business, challenges or opportunities, we've got something that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take the poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Having a great visit with Dr. Zoltan Acz, who's the professor and director of the entrepreneurship program at George Mason University. And Zoltan is an old friend of ours, a longtime Brain Press member. Zoltan, you're working on a new book that's built around what's called the Giving Pledge. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a really interesting book. And here's a question that's sort of at the bottom of it. Who's the American hero? And, you know, we can talk about George Washington as a general and a president. Barack Obama is a president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a movie star.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Gates, the entrepreneur. You know, who's the real American hero historically? And I spent a lot of time trying to understand this. And what I ended up discovering was the true American hero is someone that starts with nothing. One of 12 children is usually the good start.
Mm-hmm.
Little education, but worked and studied hard, and then became an entrepreneur, innovated, created some great products, made a lot of money, did a lot of good by being an entrepreneur, and then had a calling from God and said, you need to make the world an even better place with all your money before you die. And then you become a philanthropist, and you spend the rest of your life making America and the world a better place for your children and the other children in the country.
And America has a great record of those kinds of heroes.
You know, Jim, we set up institutions in America because here's what we wanted. We wanted to have rich people, but we didn't want to have a class.
Right.
We wanted to have a middle class.
Right.
And that has been what's been great about America. Anybody can come there, be a part of the broad middle class, and we say, you can create whatever you want, and when you're done, you should give back to this country that gave you that great opportunity.
And that's happening even today. I mean, it's been happening for a long time.
Well,
now,
you know, Jim, so you know why I wrote this book? Because I think we have forgotten that story in America today.
Well, what about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett's pledges?
Well, this is what has given me faith that maybe we are starting to rediscover our past and again engage in what made this country really great. Now, you know what made us forget what made us great was communism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the whole 20th century, the whole world was about depriving people two things, the opportunity to make money and the opportunity to help other people.
Right.
The whole world was against that and said government is the only one that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so where we are in America today, and this is why there's paralysis in Washington and on Main Street, is because there's two views of America today. The conservatives think once you make money, it's yours to keep and you don't have to help anybody. And, you know, I don't really want to say that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, but go ahead. Go ahead with your analysis.
And then on the left, people say only the government can help you.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Well, those are the, and in between that is where America has been historically.
I think conservatives believe what you said, except the last part is not you don't have to help anybody.
So what?
The conservatives believe you can do whatever you want to with the money, and government says I want it. And the other side, the liberals say I want to be able to decide what you do with your money.
See, when I talk to conservatives, they say they don't really want to help people and they want to keep their own money.
I don't believe that, Zoltan. I disagree with you. I don't know who you're talking to, but the conservatives I know.
When I talk to your friends at George Mason in the economics department, they say they hate philanthropy. They say that's un-American.
Well, I don't know anybody like that. Maybe I do, but I don't know it. But I've never had that conversation. But let's get back to your book. You want to encourage people richer, whether they're liberals or conservatives. If they're rich, you want to encourage them to do more good with their money.
That's exactly. See, Jim, here's what I'm opposed to. Passing money on to your children.
Yeah.
Now, you can have the family farm, right? That's not what we're talking about. But when you give billions of dollars to your children, you destroy them, and you destroy the country.
Well, I guess that's true. Let me say this though, Zoltan. I'm opposed to you being opposed to giving money to children. What I'm in favor of is letting people do whatever they want to do with their money. And I believe that in America, most people will do the right thing.
I think so. And see, the giving pledge has really been interesting. 68 people have signed this.
Yeah.
All billionaires.
Is there a website, Zoltan?
There is a website. I don't know where it is.
Okay.
But if you Google the giving pledge, you can find this.
The giving pledge. You can find out more about it. But there's a book coming out, and Zoltan is going to bring it. We're going to talk about it when it's ready. We're going to bring it back on the show. We'll talk about it some more. He and I will agree to disagree on a couple of other things after these messages. Tintel, Zoltan Ach is our guest, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.